Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey. For the next hour, join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. Finances, raising children, and dealing with your husband through his tough times and yours. This is the place to be as Maria and her guests bring you a wealth of information on all of these topics. Now, Maria Bailey on Mom Talk Radio.
Whoa, so Easter is behind us. We've eaten all the Reese eggs we could possibly eat. We have vacuumed up all of the grass that goes into the little baskets. And now what do we have to look forward to? Oh, yeah, Mother's Day. Yeah, that's Mother's Day coming around the corner. Got to get our list together to our asks for Mother's Day. Well, I guess we have 4 weeks to do that. So I'm excited to have you here. It's always Mother's Day on Mom Talk Radio, isn't it? We are all to it. And just think, we have been doing this together for 20 years. Mom Talk Radio has been on the air 20 years. I remember my first Mom Talk Radio. I walked into a studio with an entire script typed out for a 48-minute talk show called Mom Talk Radio. And the producer looked at me and said, "What's that in your hand?" I said, "Oh, it's my script for the next hour." And he took that out of my hand. He goes, "You don't use a script on radio. Are you crazy?" And stuck me in a room. It was a very cold room. And I had to talk for an hour. 20 years later, I'm still talking at you. And we've enjoyed a lot of shows together. And I'm excited that you're here with me today as we bring in the 21st year of Mom Talk Radio. Mom Talk Radio is brought to you by Pre-Mama. Pre-Mama is the prenatal vitamin that is in a packet. It dissolves in your fruit juice or whatever you can stomach when you're pregnant. It's tasteless and has all of the vitamins that you and your baby needs. You can find it at Target.com and soon in CVS. You know, we've got such a great show lined up for you today. We're going to be talking with authors and moms and CEOs and a whole bunch of other mom-related experts to get you through your day and your week with us. And, you know, here's the thing. We're coming upon the end of the school year. Things get really busy. It's very funny. People always talk about the holidays being so busy, but I think it takes as much effort to get the kids out of school as it does get them into school. So many of us are just kind of going to glide now through spring break, and the whole graduation season is upon us, and then camps. But listen, hey, we've got your back here on Mom Talk Radio. And the good thing is you can take us along with you no matter where you're going by downloading our free app in the iStore. When we return, we are going to be talking with Melanie Dale. She is the author of Women Are Scary, The Totally Awkward Adventure of Finding Mom Friends.
Even supermoms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
So we are excited to have on Mom Talk Radio one funny lady. She has been mom dating since 2007, and she is the author of a book called, get this, ladies, Women Are Scary, The Totally Awkward Adventure of Finding Mom Friends. If you have ever had to have one of those awkward conversations, you're going to love Melanie Dale. She's a lover of her husband, her kids. She lives in Atlanta. She isn't driving a minivan, but she blogs about motherhood, orphan care, and adoption at unexpected.org. And I'm excited to have her with us today on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Melanie.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about what unexpected.org is and does?
Sure. Unexpected.org is my blog, and I've been blogging since about 2009, and it started just as a place for me to kind of keep people, friends and family, up to speed on our adoption process with our first daughter, and then I also do some work for Children's Hope Chest, so it was a place for me to talk about orphan sponsorships and try to do some good through that. And over the years, I've started blogging more and more about motherhood and just the funny things going down in our own house, and so it has kind of transitioned from adoption and orphan care, which I still love and I still write about, to also just a lot of the funny things that happen to us as moms.
Yeah, well, there are a lot of definite funny things that happen. And I'm a mom of adopted children, and there is a lot of glory in the unexpectedness of it all, too. So let's talk about mom dating. So how would you define mom dating?
Well, mom dating, I think when I started trying to find friendships, like, you know, develop friendships with other moms when I first had a child, I felt like it was a lot like dating, where you have all these moms that are already hanging out in couples together at the park, and they already seem to have a history and know what to talk about. And so when you're the new kid showing up, it's really hard to break in. And so it can kind of feel like you're having to start the dating world all over again.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember it was kind of like that when I was like one of the only working moms, and I wanted to get into the group so badly at my kid's school that I changed my work schedule and I joined the same gym so that I could be on the treadmill next to them and just kind of ease myself into it. So I get the whole dating thing. So you decided to write a book on this. So tell me some of the scary things that you focus on in your book.
So my book is based on, I've kind of redefined the dating bases, that we know from the dating world. I've kind of redefined those bases for mom dating. And so first base is those awkward small talk conversations when your kids have a shared activity like soccer practice or dance, and you have to kind of get to know the other moms in the room. That's first base. And then second base is when you decide you might kind of like a mom and you want to see how it goes, so you maybe get a little more intentional and actually have a play date at a neutral location like a park. And then third base is when you start to develop trust and get a little more vulnerable, and you actually invite the mom back to your place or go to her place. And so it's third base, and so your kids are sharing their toys and having to go through that drama, and she might see dirty laundry or dirty dishes. It's just a whole thing. And then fourth base is when you like each other so much you ditch the kids and you just go out for mom's night out or grab coffee. And it's just like you don't even need the kids anymore at that point. You just like that other mom so much. So that's the premise for the book. But even within the book, I kind of have the whole thing about a dating analogy. So I even have a section on breakups, because sometimes what do you do when you have to break up with a mom? Because that can be really scary and awkward, you know. But sometimes things just don't work out, or there's just different phases of a relationship. And then I talk a lot about just the judgment and insecurity that we can feel as moms, because we all are just trying to parent our kids the best way possible, and our kids are unique, and so they need different things. And so sometimes we can intimidate one another as we are just kind of navigating those awkward conversations.
Yeah. And it's really interesting how, like, you learn lessons about the relationship. So, like, you might still date, but you don't like something about them. It's almost like your husband, like, you kind of work around it. Have you ever found, like, the worst, like, what's the worst, I guess, sin of a female relationship? I always thought it was telling someone that they were doing parenting wrong. Like, that's just an off-limit thing.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I might have to agree with you on that. I think when people judge the choices that I make as a mom, that is really, really off-putting, and it's hard to kind of work around that when someone just kind of comes right out and says you're doing it wrong. Absolutely. I in the book, I talk about the approach I try to take with women is the "wow, that's so awesome" technique. You know, like, we don't have to agree with everyone says, but when someone's telling you an idea that they have or something that they're trying with their kids or the way that they're doing things, you can say, "Wow, that's so awesome. Like tell me more about that." Like, we can learn to be good listeners and learners of each other. We don't have to just automatically foam at the mouth and tell people the way we think it should be done.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So what about, what's your funniest story of dating a mom?
Oh, I have so many. I put a bunch of them in the book. One of them, I feel like all of my stories, you know, with kids, they always involve, like, poop or someone crying. But one thing that happened is I had a group of moms over, and I call it group dating. I have several chapters in the book about it. And so I had a group of moms over, and I totally made a big production. I got the house totally ready. I cleaned. I baked muffins. I don't do any of these things normally. I'm not very good at keeping my house clean. I don't normally bake a whole lot. I'm not really into that. But I was just putting on this big show. Like, I wanted it to just be perfect. And so I had these moms over. We had a good time. We got to know everybody. It was all quite lovely. I had, like, pulled it off, and I was so excited. And so I let the last mom leave and then went over to the kitchen to turn the coffee pot over and looked down, and there was a huge piece of dog poo on the floor right by the coffee pot. Like, every single mom in my house had seen the piece of poo, and no one had said anything. We're still friends, and it still worked out, but I just think these are the kinds of awkward things that happened, especially when I was trying to be someone I was not. And right. I say in the book, don't bother putting on airs, because either your kids or your dogs will out you as the faker you are.
There you go. What about, how do you deal with, like, that super competitive mom? Like, I remember I met one when my kids were in first grade, and I was like, oh my gosh, for the next 18 years, I have to deal with this mom. How do you deal with that one?
Yes, I have a chapter called Mom Monsters, and that is definitely one of them. I call her the selfie. She's the one-upper who always is like, oh, you think that's bad? What about this? Or, oh, you did that? Well, I did this. I think I usually try to use humor to kind of, like, diffuse the situation and just kind of use my own kind of brand of self-deprecating humor to get around that. And then also just trying to avoid that person as much as you can. But I think when people get really competitive on me, I usually go the opposite direction and just go, like, you win. I don't need to compete with you. I'm fine where I am.
Yeah, it's just amazing, though. It seems like that particular mom, like, our kids, like, competed the whole way through high school. I was so happy the day of graduation, because I was graduating from her. The book is called Women Are Scary, The Totally Awkward Adventure of Finding Mom Friends. It makes a great baby shower gift for that unexpected or expecting mom. And the blog is called unexpected.org. Melanie Dale is the author. Melanie, thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. And we have a link to your book on the website. So thanks so much for joining us. And I hope everyone will pick up a copy. When we return, we're going to turn the spotlight on one mom who's doing utterly hot things with her life. I am very excited to have with us today an entrepreneur mom who's done pretty amazing things, going from the business world into her own world of making nursing tops. She is Melanie Hirshhorn, and her site is called utterlyhotmama.com. You can follow her on Twitter at utterlyhotmama. And Melanie is joining us today on our Mom Spotlight. So welcome, Melanie, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you for having me.
So you have a company called Utterly Hot Mama Nursing and Pumping Wear. How in the world did you make a transition from being a journalist to pumping wear?
Pretty funny, right? You wouldn't think that would happen. But when I gave birth to my daughter about 3 years ago, she would not take a bottle. She only wanted to breastfeed. And I was desperate to find something to wear. And I could not find anything online or in stores that I thought was both attractive and easy to use for nursing. So I decided to take a leap and stop being a journalist and start designing nursing wear.
Wow. So how did you, I mean, did you know how to design a shirt, or did you just kind of start drawing it out?
Right. That's a good question. No, Google became my best friend, still is. And everything I did, I looked up online how to do, from how to start your own company, getting all the government paperwork done, to how to find somebody to design the shirt for me that I drew on a napkin, basically. And then all the way through to finding manufacturers and marketing.
That's amazing. And so what is unique about your shirts and your wear?
Well, what makes them different is that I have a patent-pending insert on the inside of the shirt. So every shirt pulls down. Mom only has to expose her breast at the time. She doesn't have to show her tummy or her back, which most new moms really don't want to show to the world. And that insert sits on top of the breastbone and can sort of cover up the top. So all you really see is a baby's head that is breastfeeding. Also, when mom is done breastfeeding, baby is weaned, she can then snap the insert right out and add the top to her everyday wardrobe. So it's sort of a cost-saving measure.
That's amazing. And so, you know, it seems like we're hearing more and more about stories of moms like being asked to leave restaurants and that kind of thing. It's like almost like breastfeeding is not getting the respect it used to. So it sounds like your shirts and your tops really would be a solution to some of that.
Thank you. I totally agree. You know, I breastfeed on airplanes. I have a 9-month-old, and I breastfeed on airplanes all the time. I just did it on Sunday, and nobody looks at me at all because I'm wearing these shirts, and nobody can tell that I'm doing it. But so many moms are, like you mentioned, being asked to stop breastfeeding, asked to leave, and it's just, you know, as a society, we really have to realize that it really is just babies are having food. They're not, their moms are not trying to expose themselves just for fun. The baby is hungry. The mom must feed the baby. And so because of the design of the shirts, it makes for discreet nursing in public.
Right. And so real quickly, how does a mom find your site and how does she select her shirts and buy them if she's interested?
Well, it's very easy. Simply go to utterlyhotmama.com. We have all the selection up there. There's also a size chart. The sizes run 1 through 4 because nobody wants to be an extra large after they've had a baby. So the biggest size we go up to is 4, which actually is an extra large. But it feels good to say I'm wearing a size 4. And so it's pretty simple to buy one.
That's pretty smart marketing on your behalf as well. Very, very smart. And we have a link to utterlyhotmama.com. Congratulations on the success of everything that you're doing. And quickly, I just want to ask you on your blog, what would a mom find there as well? Because you also blog there.
Yes. Well, basically tips about breastfeeding, pretty much anything breastfeeding related, being a new parent. We also have a space on the website for questions. So if a mom has a question that she needs to reach a lactation consultant, we can definitely hook her up with one. So it's pretty much all-encompassing breastfeeding questions and answers.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Spotlight for Moms. And we have a link to utterlyhotmama.com on our website. Thank you, Melanie, so much. And congratulations on the success of your company.
Thank you so much.
When we return, we're going to put our attention on another part of your body, and that is your face, where we are going to be talking with someone from Glossybox, a really cool subscription-based company that helps moms look great.
Of America, this hour belongs to you. It's Mom Talk Radio with Maria Bailey.
If you haven't seen a glossy box, then you are missing out because one actually came to our office the other day and it is so cool. I'm going to let Belisa Silva tell you all about what a glossy box is. But first, I just want to let you know that she's a pretty incredible person unto herself. She has worked alongside of a lot of very high profile people, including Barbara Walters. She had a very awesome career in journalism and is now at Glossy Box. So I want to welcome Belisa to Mom Talk Radio. Hey, Belisa.
Hello. Thank you so very much for having me.
Well, we're delighted to have you. What a great job you must have being around all that fantastic product.
Oh, there's a lot of swag. It's a lot of fun.
So tell us a little bit about Glossy Box.
Absolutely. So Glossy Box is a prestige beauty subscription service, and it basically is filled every month with a very curated array of full-size and deluxe sample-size products. Some of our brand partners are Estee Lauder and Bulgari and Lancôme, Benefit. So we really have the top tier of the beauty world that we really put into a monthly box that has a specific theme surrounding, it could be a season or it could be a certain thing like Fashion Week, or we do also awesome partnerships. We've done one with Oprah Magazine, so we made a box for specifically for the Oprah Circle of Friends and all products that were approved by that team. And we did a box for Harper's Bazaar, and they curated all the products there. So we've really done a lot of very interesting things, and the element of surprise is huge in what we do. Every month you don't know what you're getting until you get it. And really the concept is that women are able to try before they buy, and we look to deliver our subscribers their next favorite beauty product, something that they may never have tried.
Yeah, and I saw a couple of boxes recently that my girlfriends had, and I was just like, oh my God, I want to get that box. But a lot of your boxes
we'll make sure
sell
to get
out.
Them.
But a lot of your yes. boxes sell out. So you have these special edition boxes too.
Right, exactly. We have right now, we have a pop art box. So it's kind of an Andy Warhol, really bright, really funky, cool box that is absolutely selling like hotcakes. And unfortunately, once they're gone, they're gone. In Europe, this box actually did hugely well. And I forgot to mention that we're based in Berlin. So we have a very, very strong European presence, and which is really great because we get a lot of insights from our European team. And we're able to use that to kind of bring to America products that might not be available here, or products that did really, really well in some of our other countries, and deliver them to the U.S. and Canadian subscribers. So that's their great perk. But yes, when the boxes sell out, they sell out. We do always have exciting new designs coming up in the future. We have some awesome ones for this year. But yeah, it's kind of get it before it's gone kind of thing.
Okay. And so we've been talking a lot about Mother's Day on the show today, and you actually have a special edition Mother's Day box.
We do. And it is awesome. And I don't want to ruin the surprise of this box, but not only is it a special design, but it also has a huge value. And I mean, I'm talking upwards of $300. So really, you get an amazing, amazing value for, you know, our special edition is $40. Our regular boxes are $21. But this box is fantastic, and it's specially curated with moms in mind. So all the products really are geared towards the mom, and the box design is as well.
So you said it was a subscription-based program. Can you talk a little bit more about that, just so that, because if you're thinking, oh, I want that Mother's Day box, can you tell everyone how they get it?
Absolutely. So our special editions, like, for example, Mother's Day and Holiday, those are purchasable by anyone. Those you can have a one-time purchase, just buy it as a gift, send it to whomever. That's not part of our monthly subscription. So to sign up for a monthly subscription, we sell packages of 6 months and 12 months. And basically, you're part of the Glossy community, and you're getting hints and little updates of what's coming. And really, our subscriber is hugely engaged in our world. She's always looking in on what is coming on our social media pages and on newsletters that we send. And she's really, really tuned into telling us what she likes and what she doesn't like. So really, it's a whole all-encompassing community. And and we basically get a new surprise every month. And really, there's always a lot of chatter about what's coming, and people then sharing what they think of it. And bloggers are hugely important to our business. They always are reviewing the products and sharing with their communities what works and what doesn't work and what they love. And this is really a huge reason why our box is so successful at helping really raise awareness for brands and products.
So we just have another minute left. Can you tell us what are the hot trends that women are asking for right now, and that you're seeing in the makeup world?
Well, I mean, really one thing that we've been seeing now for a while, but especially this season, is multifunctional products, things that have kind of a short-term and a long-term benefit. So like an under-eye brightener that not only darkens circles on the long-term, but then also gives you like an immediate blur with things like pearl pigments and other things like that. We also see right now everything nude is in, kind of the perfect nude lip, nude nail, and really glowy, sort of almost transparent nude skin. Kind of less is more, and that beachy, perfect look is something that our subscribers are always trying to get, like from the amazing waved and effortless kind of look, and as well as just bronze, beachy, beautiful skin. It's like we want to look like we're not trying, but that takes a lot of effort.
That's interesting, because I just got back from Europe this week, and you're right. Everything was nude. Like, and we had so much fun, my daughter and I, buying just nude colors, which kind of sounds funny, nude colors.
Yeah, sound funny, but I mean, it's great, and it allows you to really look undone but polished, and we find that is like our subscribers' favorite look.
That's right. So I just want to remind everybody, you go to glossybox.com. You can look at the Mother's Day box. When did you say that that goes on sale?
The Mother's Day box will go on sale on the 13th of this month, so that you can order it ahead of time before Mother's Day.
Okay, so there you go. When you don't know what to get for the mother in your life or the mothers who are your friends, and this is it. I'm telling you, their boxes
or any
are
beauty
so
lover, cool. Any beauty lover will love this, and it's a gift that literally keeps giving. I know that's cliche, but it really is, and people love getting a surprise in the mail every month and something that's just for them and really filled with beautiful products and beautiful
thank
brands.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And I want to tell everybody, don't forget, go to glossybox.com, and you can go to momtalkradio.com. If you can't remember the URL, you can find it there. Thank you so much, Belisa, for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. And when we return, we're going to be talking with the founder of iHelpMoms.com.
Even supermoms need a little advice. Here's yours. More of Mom Talk Radio.
I am delighted to have with us one mom who's made it her mission to help you, other moms, with a lot of the things that you probably need help with. She's the founder of iHelpMoms.com, Michelle Brown. She just had her second child. She resides in Florida. She's had a very corporate life until recently, and we are excited that she's decided to share some of her experience and her talents with us today on Mom Talk Radio and through her website, iHelpMoms.com. So welcome, Michelle, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks so much, Maria.
So you have had a very exciting career in sports marketing prior to your first child, and now you've gone off to found iHelpMoms.com. Tell us a little bit about the site.
Yeah, you know, iHelpMoms.com is a free one-stop website for moms to connect with family-focused providers that are dedicated solely to helping moms and families to be healthy and happy.
Wow. Okay. And so tell me, like, you know, what would be the perfect mom coming to your site, and how would they use what they find on your site?
Absolutely. You know, the great thing about this is there are no perfect moms. And I think that's what my site is designed for. It's designed for all different types of moms that are really looking for the best type of care for their kids, for themselves, and their families. When you come to iHelpMoms.com, you can connect to everything from house cleaners to doctors, doulas, marriage and postpartum depression therapists, children's shuttle services, preschools, fitness trainers, you name it. We've got it there for moms.
Wow, that's amazing. So, So what was your thought behind going out on your own to do something like this?
Yeah, you know, I had my first daughter in 2012, and like most moms, I was so happy during my pregnancy, and it just never dawned on me
that A, I would have a difficult delivery, and B, motherhood could be quite a shock. Mm-hmm. You know, as we transition into motherhood, there's just a lot that comes with it. And a lot of times, moms are really suffering silently and not talking about the truth of what motherhood entails. And I was one of those moms. My family was 3,000 miles away. I was new to Florida, and I found myself very isolated and alone, scouring the internet all hours of the night, trying to find help. I couldn't pick my baby up. I couldn't get out of bed. Forget about spa days. I was lucky to even get a shower in two times a week. So, you know, postpartum depression really started to set in for me. And I vowed in that moment, Maria, that I was going to turn my hopelessness into hope for moms everywhere. And I created the website, ihelpmoms.com.
Well, that's quite an amazing thing. And so what has been for you the most rewarding thing about being a mom?
The most rewarding thing about being a mom really is just every single day knowing that I can give my kids the best because I have great support around me now. I just see their smiles and their love and just the joy in that. And just knowing that because of ihelpmoms.com, I was able to get the help that I need to be healthy and happy and be a great role model for my girls.
Yeah, isn't that the fact is that, you know, however we do motherhood, as long as we're happy doing it, it flows to our children, our family, our husbands, and everybody else around us. It's quite amazing.
It really is. And I think, you know, motherhood, it's so important that we, A, ask for help, and B, accept help when it's offered. And that's one of the most humbling things that I've learned in motherhood is that there are so many professionals around on ihelpmoms.com that are here to help mommies. And if we accept that help, it just makes motherhood so much easier.
Yeah. Why do you think it is that moms are afraid to ask for help?
I think nowadays there's just such a need for moms to act like super mom. You know, we're taking care of our households. A lot of moms are working. We're trying to raise these super self-achieving children. And I think the demands of moms are just larger than ever in this time period that we're in. And I think that it's self-imposed, and I also think it's culturally imposed. And I think that moms really have trouble admitting that we need help because we're expected to be super mom, and that just doesn't exist. So I like to say at ihelpmoms.com, no perfect moms are allowed.
Yeah, there you go. You know, I wonder if, you know, you wonder if other generations of moms thought it was as difficult, you know, as it is. Because if you look at today's moms, right, in some ways it's different because you don't have, you know, when I guess the boomer moms were around, you know, there wasn't work-life balance. There wasn't all these programs that allow you to work at home. You had to, if you're going to work, you're going to be in the office working. And so in some ways, it's a little bit different, you know? I know that you have a lot of resources on there, so moms can tap into that. ihelpmoms.com is the site. And Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today and providing all these great resources to moms who shouldn't be afraid to ask anymore. So thank you, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Maria.
And we have a link to ihelpmoms.com on Mom Talk Radio. So if you want to check it out, a lot of great resources. And I think you'll enjoy what Michelle is putting together for you. When we return, we're going to be speaking with Vicki Reese. She is the founder of joyofmom.com. Do it like a Whitman's box of chocolates. I just open, I take one bite, I go, that was really good. I throw out the rest. And I let my kids do the same thing because I feel like by the end of the night, we've gotten it all out of our system.
Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
I am delighted to have with us today Vicki Reese. She is the CEO and founder of joyofmom.com and Joy of Mom. She's an author, a guru of all things parenting. She's a child's product creator and so much more. I've known her for a very long time, and we're excited to have her here on Mom Talk Radio. So, hi, Vicki.
Hi, Maria. Thanks so much for having me.
So, congratulations. You have done so much, and we finally get to actually speak. So you have a book out, and it's in time for Mother's Day. You want to talk about that?
Sure. It's Joy of Mom. It's a celebration of motherhood. And really, in the essence, it's just all those moments that are typically the most simple, but we look back, the most precious. And there's just something magical about it. I've been curating artists and photographers for the past 4 years around the world. So all the images in there are real moments from families, and they're my favorite quotes and things I've shared on Facebook that have had 5, 6, 10 million views. And it's really this culmination that's just all those moments that really want to make you take pause, hug your children a little bit harder, and just really, you know, remind us of what we're all grateful for.
Yeah, that's for sure. We are so grateful for so many things, and the fact that Mother's Day is coming about. So tell me a little bit real quickly about the evolution of joyofmom.com.
Oh, sure. It's such a long story, and we have a pinch of time. So just very quickly, my oldest, who's now 23, this started a long time ago. I had miscarriages. I couldn't get pregnant. And thank God I was blessed with my first child. And I didn't like the entertainment media, negative messages, violent things bombarding children. So way back when he was an infant, I literally put everything, you know, everything on hold, and I started down this journey, and I had made positive, inspiring, beautiful, soulful products for children, and I had not literally a penny to market it. I really did everything out of the back of my car, working around the clock, and ended up making, again, music, software, and video, and moms told their friends who told their friends all before viral was viral, and it really kind of spread around the country. And then moms wanted to join my club. They wanted to know what else I'd recommended. And I wasn't doing any of those things. And I was just so about there needing to be a platform for women, for moms, that was really authentic and true and could feature other fabulous moms doing wonderful things that I knew firsthand, chances are, would be very challenging at best to see the light of day. So really, this is all where Joy of Mom was born. It's been a labor of love. I couldn't be more thrilled, you know, that now all these things are coming to fruition. When I started on Facebook 4 years ago, everybody said to me, are you nuts? No one's going to see this. There's hundreds of thousands of mom's pages. And Maria, literally, 10, 11 at night till 3 in the morning for like 3 years. I sat like in a little corner of my bedroom floor with an overturned laundry basket, making these, writing messages, making posters, and putting them out there because I thought if just one mom sees this and is feeling better, is uplifted, is inspired, it was just much more of a higher calling. And now some weeks I reach 17 million moms. It's kind of crazy. But it's
wow.
Just kind of, you know. Power of mommyhood, and I think just also keeping everything real and authentic, which is, you know, only way to be.
That's amazing. That is amazing. So the website is called joyofmom.com. You mentioned you have a Facebook page, and where can folks follow you on Twitter?
It's twitter.com, @joyofmom.
Right.
And we're on Instagram. It's all, you know, Instagram.com plus Joy of Mom, Pinterest. And then our book is joyofmom.com/books. Although
well,
it's our first book, but that's the only way we could get it up there.
Well, congratulations. And there's a link on the website. We're going to put a link on Mom Talk Radio. Congratulations. And thank you so much for finally being on Mom Talk Radio and sharing some of your time with us. I appreciate it. And a great book for Mother's Day. Thank you so much, Vicki, for being with us today. And I want to thank you guys for being with us as we go into our 21st year online and on your radio and just talking to you all the time here on Mom Talk Radio. I'm Maria Bailey. Hope you'll join me again next week right here, wherever you're listening to me.